Kenny Blumenfeld is with me, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR and faithful KTWH contributor. Thanks so much, Kenny, for being here on this. I will say it. It's a rainy Friday morning here in Two Harbors.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, it's
not rainy yet.
Just what I needed to hear. No, you can tell me. Yeah. Lay it all on us. Lay it on us.
Little pick me up there, right? nothing like, it's going to be a wet weekend. I thought maybe what we could do is kind of recap the year since this will be the
Good
last
idea.
Time we talk in 2024, and then we can preview the weather. I will say I know you've heard this before. There appear to be some changes around the corner. Not exactly a change on New Year's per se, but not actually that far off. So, we never know how long those changes will last. But I think you get through the pretty cruddy weather of this weekend, and things will start changing a bit. So
good. Well, that's a drop for the hungry. So that's what we need. But let's talk about the year. Let's talk about the year.
Yeah.
Like, what's it looking back with fuzzier eyes? What do you see?
Well, so I guess one thing is I will send you a link and you can share it with all the listeners.
Okay.
You have until Monday at noon to vote for the top five events of 2024. And, you know, this is a perfectly idiosyncratic voting type of thing. There's no objective truth about what the most important weather events of the year were. People tend to rank the ones that affected them higher. But you would vote through sometimes contributor and my good friend and colleague, Pete Boulay. You'll send him an email with your votes. There's instructions on the page I am sending you.
Wonderful.
And it's interactive. You know, we get, it's somewhat democratic.
I have to believe that, you know, that what you say at this moment might color some of our opinions, especially those of us with faded memories.
Yeah, I'm going to try and give you a tour.
Okay.
We cover it chronologically. And, you know, there's basic themes that are hard to ignore, right? So if you just stand back by, you know, a mile above everything, you'll see that 2024, one of the big themes was warmth, right? I mean, we started the winter, you know, we started last year pretty warm. We really had very little in the way of cold air during the winter time. And then even as we moved into spring and got wet and got into that really wet period in March through June, we really remained quite warm. And then when the wet period ended, everything sort of lifted, we just went back to being very warm. So that's going to be one of the themes that's going to stand out. And, you know, we're climate nerds, so we highlight individual events that are likely forgotten to most people.
Mm.
You know, a day where the temperature hit 70 degrees earlier than had ever been recorded on that date or at that location, or you know, things like that that are actually significant climatologically, but we don't know how well people remember them. So we've got 15 candidate events for you to consider. The first major event of the year was on January 31st. It was an incredibly warm day. It was one of the warmest January days on record in Minnesota. And International Falls, which is really, you know, that's our most sort of extremely cold major weather station in the state. It was the warmest January day they'd ever recorded. So it was a big deal. So also in January, it was not just warm. I don't know if you remember this, but in contrast with the rest of the winter, January of last year was incredibly cloudy. And one of the reasons so cloudy was because in the middle of the month, when we actually got cold, it wasn't that kind of clear, crisp, mid-January cold that you would normally think of. It was more like, just imagine the wind blowing off a Hudson Bay. I mean, it was just a strong, almost like maritime cold air mass. with lots of wind, lots of clouds. And so we had this whole period in the middle of the month where the sun didn't even shine. I mean, just didn't even come out. Oh. And then when you pair that with the melting snow over the rest of the month and the kind of mild conditions, those are really conducive to just filtering out sunshine because of fog and low clouds. Ended up being the cloudiest January on record, too. We also had an incredible January thaw where the warm air continued all the way into February at some locations. So, you know, 20 plus days of thaw conditions. We had record warmth in February and March. But then, you know, we kind of switched out of that period at the end of March, and we started getting really wet. And then, you know, you have your extreme rains. Obviously, northeast Minnesota, the big day was June 18th. It was a couple days later in south central Minnesota. But these were the days where you had, you know, intense flooding in many parts of the Arrowhead, or in the other case in southern Minnesota. And that was all part of like a big 8-day wet period. And that led to June itself being one of the wettest months on record. And that kind of ended also our really wet period. We had about a 3-month period from March into June, late March, early April into June, that was really wet. And that sort of ended. We kind of had normal conditions the rest of the summer for precipitation. We had a record or near record hailstorm in western Minnesota at the end of July, where it's possible that it was the largest hailstone ever documented and, you know, actually verifiably documented in Minnesota. And then after that, you know, a couple severe weather events, and then it just got warm and dry through the fall. And those are kind of the big themes. We had extreme autumn warmth and dryness. The year was marked by two dry spells that were almost record length or near record length at some stations. One was in February into March, and the other was September into October.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, since then, not much has happened. I mean, we had a little warmth in October. We had a big another Halloween snowfall that was mostly slushy in parts of eastern and southern Minnesota, but no real noteworthy weather since then. So that's kind of your year. Main themes are warmth, dryness, and then an interlude of incredible wetness. It's actually making the year, on average, it's going to be, you know, somewhat wetter than average year. So,
it is interesting to look back on it and kind of remember just all the different extremes. I'm glad you brought up that cloudy January, because I had kind of forgotten about that. And I hope we're not in for a repeat of that. That, in a way, was worse than the warmth, the cloud cover.
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of the nice sort of saving graces of the lack of winter last year was the majority of it was sunny.
Right.
And so people, maybe they weren't doing what they were hoping to be doing outside, but there was sunshine and they were able to, you know, synthesize vitamin D.
Yes.
we weren't doing that last January.
Yeah.
It's too early to call this one off. So, I mean, I think, you know, definitely a groggy air mass in place right now. There's a pretty good low pressure system. If we had any connection to central Canada's cold air mass right now, we'd be talking about a good snowstorm in the Arrowhead, and we'd be talking about, you know, 1 to 2 feet of snow in parts of the UP of Michigan and lake effect snow bands coming on Monday, but it's not that kind of system. There's actually no cold air associated with it. And so we just have basically a mild circulation, and on the backside of that mild circulation, it's slightly less mild, but not cold.
Yeah.
So watch for rain lifting over the Arrowhead, especially this afternoon, evening, and into tomorrow. Some of it's going to be pretty steady, heavy. You know, you don't have to squint. It'll be raining.
Okay.
And half inch is pretty easy most places. Some areas are going to get more. You're going to get enhancement because this is off the lake. So there's going to be additional moisture coming from the lake and then being driven uphill. On the backside, it might be cold enough for some snow. It would be a slushy snow, and it would be very much like when you have the first snow of the year in October or the last one of the year in April
Okay.
Not a real snowstorm. You'll be lucky if you get it. Probably higher terrain will. Maybe a few inches, but it's going to be kind of chunky, textured snowball snow.
Right.
And then after that, Pete looked at the weather map this morning and said, okay, so it's going to rain really hard, and then it's just going to turn to a big block of ice. So there are signs of cold air coming in early next week. And then kind of setting things up. There aren't any really promising weather systems until you get into next weekend. And that's something you got to take with a grain of salt because it's 8-9 days away.
Yeah.
But it does look like cooler conditions after we turn the calendar, freezing up any surface waters into ice. And then, if things are well behaved, then we get into an active pattern, which would mean you have weather systems tapping into the colder air, which would mean snow, and that would not be unusual for January, even a January like the way this one is going to begin. So okay. I think there's hope. I don't want to make promises.
Yeah. But by next week at this time, maybe we'll have something to talk about as far as snow.
Oh, yeah, I think so. And it'll definitely, there appears to be an end to the cold air or to the warm air. It doesn't, at least this level of mildness is probably going to be gone by early next week, by the end of the weekend. So,
yep.
Enjoy it while you got it.
Yep.
Take the rain.
Get out on your bike.
Happy New Year. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much, Kenny, for your time this week and every week.
Yeah, thanks for another good year. Good talking with
you.
And we'll see you on the other side.
See you on the other side. Sounds good. Yep. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbits.